Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma's wheat improvement team, led by state wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new wheat varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, firm market pressure developing in cash cattle trade through the South yesterday. This continued the trend of early week trade, but ongoing pressure has sparked lower cash market prices the past 2 weeks. Light to moderate trade developed in Kansas and Texas as $117, which was $3 lower than last week. Saw some $120 trade a little bit as well. Interest in the North still sluggish, but expected to follow the weather market trend when trade develops over the next couple of days. Moving on to the hogs, there was strong support in nearby hog futures at midweek, with June futures once again leading the complex higher, a $2.70 rally yesterday. Even though there's overall market uncertainty surrounding a trade deal with China and increased tariff levels from both sides over the last week, the focus in the hog complex has moved to the strong global demand for pork. Even though China is the largest pork producer and user of pork in the world, the effects of African swine fever are being felt in all areas of the world. Even if China imports pork from other countries, this still leaves a global vacuum to fill as market shifts will develop around the world. Now, July Kansas City wheat over on the grains is up 6 3/4 here this morning, working on the possibility of a bullish outside reversal this week after briefly dipping below the old 2016 low Monday morning. Fundamentally, it's difficult to see much potential for higher prices in wheat as world production is expected to increase in 2019, and U.S. supplies in particular seem stuck near 1 billion bushels. July corn is up 5 3/4 early this morning, slightly above the high in April, with a large area of heavy rain expected in the central and western corn belt over the next 7 days. For a region that has already encountered substantial flooding this spring and is just a week away from the time of year when corn planting typically slows, it's becoming increasingly difficult to believe that USDA's 92.8 million acre planting estimate will be possible in 2019. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, the June live cattle up 17 cents, 109.67. August up 25 at 106.97. August feeder cattle down 22 cents, 142.27. September's down 35 cents at 143.22. June hogs up 270 at 91.82. July's up 187 at 91.92. Kansas City wheat, July down 6 3/4 at 402. September down 6.5 at 413. Chicago wheat, July's up a quarter penny, 448 3/4. September was up a quarter penny yesterday, 456 1/4. July corn up 3/4 at 369 1/2. September up a penny at 378 1/4. July soybeans up 4 cents, 835 1/2. August up 4 cents at 842. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.